662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What a mighty God you are. What a mighty God you are. What an awesome privilege and opportunity that you blessed me with to come on this radio broadcast and share your love with your children. Father, I thank you for that. I count that a privilege and an honor. Not only to you, but it's a privilege and honor to serve your children. Mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God. Kings and queens in the kingdom of God. Sons and daughters in the family of God. And ambassadors of Christ in the church. Representative of Christ and his message. See, I know who you are. I was reading the Bible one day, early long, way back when I first started reading. And I read the passage in Isaiah 61 where Jesus, man, he had, after he, you know, had begun his public ministry, and he went to the synagogue to read, as his custom was, the Bible says. And he gave him the book, come on, brother Jesus, and read the scriptures to us. And he handed him the book from the prophet Isaiah. And he found a place where it was written, the Bible says. And then he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty those that are captive, that are bound, recovering of sight to the blind, set the captives free, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of Jubilee. And the Bible says, and he closed the book. That's important right there. He closed the book. And when he closed the book, all the eyes of the people was fastened upon him, the Bible say, and he made an awesome statement. He said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your hearing. Boy, hallelujah. Well, you know what he told him after he read that? He found a place where it was written. And you know what the place that, what he found? He went to the place where it was written about him. He found more in that gospel. He found in the word of God the place that was written about him. That's a messianic prophecy about, boy, the coming Messiah and what he was going to do. And, boy, then he proclaimed unto them, boy, the acceptable year of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The acceptable year of the Lord. That's awesome right there. You know what that is? That's the year of Jubilee. Payment of all debt canceled. You owed anybody anything, man, all that was canceled. Everybody had everything that they had lost. Everything was restored back to them. All the prison doors, everybody that was bound up, boy, was set free. And all they did, man, was just celebrated, boy, the restoration, man, of that feast. My point is this. He found a place where it was written about him. And I saw that, man, it went off on the inside of me. And it caused me to go and search the scriptures. And when I started looking for the scriptures, I started looking for the place where it was written about me and about you. I thank God for all the places it was written about Jesus. And I thank God for all the places it was written about the Old Testament characters and all the stories in the Bible and everything else, man. But I found a treasure that's hid in that field. And, boy, that treasure is this. The place that was written about me. And the place that was written about you. Boy, when I found that, when I discovered that, boy, I discovered that our Father in heaven and our big brother, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, boy, said some great things about you and I. They said some mighty things about you and I. They said some things that your ears ain't heard, your eyes ain't seen, nor has it entered into our hearts. All them great and mighty things that he said about us. Let me tell you what the first word came out of his mouth about us. The first word that came out of his mouth about us. I always say this on the scripture. That's the foundation. I always say this on this radio broadcast. Well, if you don't know no other scripture, you're going to know this. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, not Isaiah, not Jeremiah, not Ezekiel, not Daniel, not Dave, not even Peter, James, and John, or the disciples, not the Pharisees, not the Sadducees. God said, and God said, and God said, hallelujah, it's him speaking now, not through nobody, not through the prophets, not through the mouth of us men and women, and he's speaking himself. And boy, that's what he said about you and me. Let's make them just like us. Let's make them just like us in our image and our likeness. That's God talking about you. And then he said this here, and let's give them dominion. That's kingship, that's rulership, that's dominion, that's authority, that's power, that's control, that's influence. Over territory called earth and all the things that I created from the earth, like the fish of the sea, the birds, the cattle, the creeping things, you know, everything that he made from the earth, the plants, the trees. He said, that's going to be their domain. That's going to be their territory. I'm going to give them power and control and influence over it. And I'm going to give them a mandate. Colonize it with heaven. Make it on earth just like it is in heaven. And then the Bible saying God enabled them to do it. In the King James Version, it says this, and God blessed them. The word blessed, I mean, he put on the inside of them all the potential that they have need of to fulfill that word, what he spoke. See, when God blessed, we think when we get filled with material things that that we get, you know, that that's the blessing of the Lord. Let me tell you something. You got far greater blessings than that, than all the material blessing that you could ever accumulate on this earth. Boy, you got blessings far greater than that. Well, you've been blessed with everlasting life. You've been blessed to be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You've been blessed to be holy, just like your Father in heaven is holy. You've been blessed, man, to rule and reign over every circumstance, situation, and step in your life. You've been empowered by Almighty God to succeed at everything that he set out for you to succeed at. You blessed. Not gonna be, not might be, not soon to be. Already, the Bible saying God, he ain't saying God gonna bless him. He's saying God blessed, past tense. He blessed him. He put the potential on him. He gave him everything. He gave us everything that we had need of to fulfill his purpose and destiny for our lives. And God blessed him. Then he told him, man, on and started him on the way. Now be fruitful and multiply and make the whole earth just like him. That's the first word that came out of his mouth about you and about me. That's why I told you, I found out, when I started searching the Bible, I started looking, man, for the place where it was written about me first. And what he said about me first. Boy, I discovered some things. Hallelujah. Boy, I discovered, man, that I'm a mighty man of the Most High God. I found out, man, that all my family, all my children, all my children's children's children, mighty family of God. Then after I found that out, boy, I thought, so you, man, I found out some other things. I thought I found out things that he was writing about you. Because the same thing that he was writing about me, he was writing about you, too. He says he has to make man. That's all of us. That's everybody. Male and female. Boy and girl. Men and women. Hey, Lord. Saying, devil in hell. There ain't no circumstance, nor situation, nor symptom that could ever alter that word that went forth out of the Most High God's mouth in the beginning. He said that, man, before all that other stuff happened on the earth. That's the first thing he said about us. Let's make them royal. Let's make them a peculiar people, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Let's make a man just like us. Lil' G. Hello. Not capital G. Lil' G. God's. You know, your Bible say, man, in the book of Psalms, you know, it say that God standing among the mighty and he judges among the mighty. And he said this, how long? Let me just paraphrase to get to the point. How long will you live and die like mere men and mere women when all the time you are the sons and daughters of the Most High God? No, I say, yeah, you are God's. And you are the children of the Most High God. When you say you are God, there, that's a little G. You're not a God. You're not God. You're little offsprings of God. You're a little God yourself. You just don't know it. You've been living like mere men and mere women and dying like mere men and mere women when all the time, man, we created in the image and likeness of the Most High God. We come from the Most High God. We offspring from him. I told you last week the law of creation. First thing God does is decide what he wants. Then he decides what he wanted made from. Then he speaks. And he speaks what he wants. He don't speak what he is. He speaks what he wants. If you're sick, man, all over your body, man, and you're racked with pain and everything else, man, the Bible says, before he said, man, before you said, man, let's make man in our image and our likeness, the Bible says the earth was void and without shape and darkness was upon the face of the deep. It was all chaos and out of order and out of shape. And I'm talking about everything was out of order. A big garbage dump. And the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord moved.